This is Sam.
Hey Sam, what's going on, man? It's Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I want to let you know I finally heard back from that guy. Finally, I sent him a text, and he said he already bought one, actually. That was back, I don't know when he did it, but he did it, either he paid cash or he got a loan somewhere else or something, but I didn't hear back from him until last week, so thought I'd let you know. As far as that goes,
yep. He had to have paid cash for something.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't know that I would have been able to get him approved based off of his personal credit. I was going to try to do it corp only, like I mentioned, but he just never got me what I needed to do it, so I'm not sure how he did it. But,
yeah.
Hey, when we spoke last, you'd mentioned that you guys had some pretty large orders. We can do large orders also.
What interest rate would you be able to sell me?
You personally, or...
No, just like the bank, like, you go based on credit, like, whatever their credit is, that's what kind of score they get or anything?
We really look at a lot of things, honestly. We look at time in business, we look at the industry type, you know, and how that industry's worked with us in the past. We look at comparable debt, meaning if, you know, whatever they're purchasing, if they purchased something of that amount in the past, how they paid that back. We look at business credit, and we also look at personal credit. So there's a lot of factors that we really look at versus just personal credit.
Do y'all do a lot of them without personal PGs on it?
Not really. I mean, every once in a while we'll do corp only if it makes sense, but not very often, honestly. We can. We do it all the time, but it's just like, not very often.
Like 90% of ours, or maybe not 90, I would say maybe like 65% are probably corp only.
Okay. Well, we can do that.
Like I buy the notes at like 4%, and then I sell it at 5.25%. That way I make money on the back end.
Gotcha. Now, I mean, what I could do for you is I could give you 3% of the loan amount for the referral. And we do that with quite a few of the vendors we work with as well.
Okay. What's your tip? I mean, like, y'all usually sell, can you sell stuff at 4?
We have. I mean, I had one that just got approved not too long ago for 3.73.
Okay.
It was really good business. The owner had a 800-something credit score. They had 35 years time of business. You know, it was just really, really about a perfect five.
Yeah, there's, I mean, most of them that I'm seeing are like, I don't know, like 6 years, 8 years. There's a lot that I've been having to fuss with that are like 3 years, and I'm having to make them PG it. So, like, if the corporate, and sometimes I'm having to request, you know, if it's bad, like 2 years of tax returns and all that kind of crap.
Well, we can do, like I said, we can actually go through Ascentium as well. We work with them, and I know I can go up to $150,000 with them right now with pretty low documentation, just 3 months of bank statements, and
their quote really are ridiculous.
Yeah, they're pretty high. I think they start out at 8%.
I've had to do one where the guy had no credit and had to put like down, you know, how much what they're bringing in each month, all that stuff. And he wanted to build credit, so he's like, I know I have to pay it high. And I got it done at like 23%.
Yeah, I've seen stuff that high before too. Not very often, but you know, if it's a startup, if it's under 2 years time in business, it can get up there.
Yeah, see, if it's under 2 years, and the guy's got like good personal credit, you know, like 800. Or something like that. I'll be able to get it done at 5.25%.
That's not bad. If it's under 2 years, I probably wouldn't be able to do that unless it was just extremely good credit.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a set, like 790 credit score, 3 years in business, I'll be able to buy it at 4.25% and sell it at 5.25%.
Gotcha.
So it's just. DLL, who we use, you know, I'll be straight with you, man. They're When I talked to them, those guys, which we're getting on the fence where we're almost wanting to reach out to, you know, some other people, just because our contact for the past few years, it just got promoted, so we're dealing with other people. But we have so much pull, so we're like, all right, if we do this, you know, you got to guarantee that I will go to you for all of our business. I will get it done, you know, whatever. So that's why we always were like, hey, I want this done at 4.25. I want it done, or, you know, rarely will we ever do it, buy it at 5.25 and then sell it at 5.25. So I think there's some deals, personally, that I think it's above my pay grade, but maybe these sales managers here. I'm a territory manager, and there's a sales manager above me. But I think these guys have worked in deals with the owners to where maybe if they buy it at a lower rate and they sell it at a higher rate, then maybe they're getting a fraction of what that overage is personally, like just added to their commissions or something. I don't know. Because I don't understand why we even have to do that. You know, it doesn't it barely affects me. A few $100, yeah. That's it. So that's the,
yeah, I mean,
that's the point where I think it'd be hard to compete with DeLage Landa.
No, I mean, I think we'd more come in with the people that aren't getting approved. And then of those, I can give you 3% of the loan amount. So, you know, if it's $30,000, it'd be $600. So, I'm sorry, yeah. $900.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So so you can make some decent money through us as well. But it's just, we just pay a little differently.
Are they all, like, dollar outs and stuff like that? Or dollar outs or fair market values?
No, usually what I do, I mean, that's always an option, but I usually just do an equipment finance agreement. They typically will have to make their first month's payment and last month payments up front, but they go towards the loan themselves. And then once they just make their, so if it's a 60-month term, they have to make 58 payments beyond the first and last that they pay up front, and then they own it. They actually own it at that point. So we can do buyouts if people want buyouts, but usually I just do an equipment finance agreement. Just people understand those better. It's less of a headache.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a percentage down with a shorter term is what it is.
Yeah, it's just the first month and last month's payment up front, which actually goes towards the loan itself. So once they make their first month and last month's payments, they won't have to make their first month and last month's. You know, it's deducted from the actual loan itself. And then once they make their very last payment of those two that they already made up front, then they actually own the equipment. So,
yeah.
I mentioned to people that they can do dollar buyouts. They can, I mean, fair market value, we get approval sometimes that I can only do a fair market value because the credit's so poor. But I don't even bring that up half the time because it's just not a good deal. I mean, who wants to pay more at the end of their loan for something? I mean, a dollar buyout, I understand, but a fair market value, that's just kind of ridiculous, I think.
I sell them all the time because people don't want to own they don't want the overhead. So they want to keep their equipment off the books, use it as a monthly write-off, you know, and they have high usage, so they want new trucks like every 36 months.
Gotcha. Well, all of their loans stay off personal credit. They're not going to report on the business owner's personal credit.
Yeah, so they want it off the company credit.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
So it doesn't show up as overhead. It shows up pretty much as like a rental on the fair market value. So like this morning I sold, I've been working on it for like a year, but I finally got it done. But it's probably, $325,000. And I did it at FMV to where I wrapped up maintenance, included the maintenance into the lease. So, like, I know how much preventative maintenance would cost. I added that into the lease and marked it up, say, like, $15 on top of the note that the bank gave me. So I'm making money, that $15 extra a month on top of what I bought. I'm buying pretty much from the bank, so to speak, plus the overage from 4.25 to 5.25. So I'm making both of those on the back end where I get extra commission.
Gotcha. Okay.
So pretty much, you know, an FMV, you're literally buying a note. You know, and looking at what residuals you want to get when you buy back the truck or whatever. That way, 99% of these people don't want their truck after the FMV's up. You know, they'll just say, you know, we don't want it. And then based on the residual that I bought from the bank, I just buy that truck back, keep it in my inventory as my used inventory, and sell it as a used truck.
Gotcha. No, I mean, we can do that. We can set up as FMVs if clients prefer that. Every industry is a little bit different. I kind of work mostly with titled vehicles, like trucks, trailers, semi-trucks and trailers and stuff like that. So
yeah.
So most of those guys want to own their truck or trailer at the end, but you know, every once in a while, they don't, you know, or they have a large fleet and they like to flip it out, like you said, every 2, 3, 4 years or whatever, then they might want to do an FMV or a dollar bout or something. So yeah. So it's always an option.
And you've, I guess, does it help on your end if, like, to where you don't have to run a PG if you can get, like, a cross-corporate guarantee or something?
Yeah, absolutely. We can do that. We can always do that as well.
Okay. Well, I know, let's see, I'm trying to think, if I have anything close that's on bad terms or bad credit terms. There might be a guy, actually got a guy who's looking at buying, like, a boom lift, which I might hear back from later today. Been in the business for 10 years, but it's not, it hasn't been like, I guess, established as a company or incorporated until like 2.5 years ago.
It's kind of hard to verify them.
Yes, his credit's probably like 700.
Okay.
So I didn't know how, you know. I gotta see what I can do with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to round up 3 months of business bank statements and send you over your application and a quote, I can submit it and get it approved pretty easily, I think. Sounds like it.
Well, I can, I'm still waiting to get back, you know, a credit application from the guy, but I'm supposed to hear back at some point today, so I'll just check back with him. If I don't hear from him, I'll be in the office tomorrow and I'll call on him and see what kind of, you know, if he put his PG down and if he's willing to do it, and then I can give you a ring or something.
Yeah, that works, man. That'll work. Cool, this man. Is my direct number, so you can just hit me up here if you need to.
All right, yeah, that'll work.
All right, buddy. Well, be safe out there, and I'll talk to you hopefully here shortly this week sometime.
All right, man. Thanks.
You too, bud. Bye-bye.